23rd Street, 29th Street, Ryder Street.
So let me ask you this. All right, so now Ryder Street was the final place he had.
From Ryder Street, I went to service. That's on Ryder Street.
Now, how old were you when you went to Ryder Street?
10.
Oh, so you lived there a long time. Because you were how old when you were in the Navy? Like 18 probably or something?
Yeah. Man, yeah, I was 20, I think. No, 19.
So from 10 you went to Ryder Street.
Yeah.
So you would have a good memory. When Grandpa bought Ryder Street, he was in the junk business, wrecking cars, right?
Yeah.
He actually owned a junk business.
Yeah.
Did he have one junk lot or two?
Eventually, two.
Did he have two when he moved to Ryder Street? Or did he acquire one after he moved to Ryder Street?
No, he had two.
And you told me, I remember one time you told me about spending the day at one of those locations with your grandfather.
I never spent the day. I spent every day with my grandfather.
That's what I mean. You'd spend your days.
We were there in a day.
You and him.
My grandfather was like a watchman. He didn't want to go home. Him and his wife, he was an old guy, and he was sick of his wife, and he wanted to stay there. So he was like a watchman.
So you'd spend the day with him.
And I'd spend the day with him. My father would go to the main junkyard in Brooklyn. And then this place was on the way home, and he would stop by and pick me up.
Now, all day long, you're there with your...
I'm there with my grandfather.
Now, what, did he speak...
No, he didn't speak no English at all.
No.
And him and I used to converse, and he would get mad at me.
Did he have a temper?
No, just he was there with his pipe, and he would drool in his pipe, and he was trying to tell me that it's snowing outside. I didn't understand him. I'm from Gould.
So were there other workers there at the place, or just you guys?
No, just us two.
Now, what kind of business was going on there? People come in and to that location where you were.
It was mainly my father had that place to keep excess junk cars that he was going to junk.
Right.
Because he didn't have room in Brooklyn.
Just like a...
Kept him there. But eventually, every once in a while, somebody would come in for a part. And I would sell it to him.
And you're how old then?
Seventeen.
Oh, okay. Old enough to...
And I would sell it to him. Yeah. My father's brother was there, too. He was an employee.
Which brother?
The youngest. His name Johnny.
Uncle John.
He was there. He stuttered. And he had pigeons. Right there. He had a pigeon thing up there.
So he was there?
He was there, was too.
He was there, too. So Grandpa had a whole crew.
Yeah, and then with him in Brooklyn, he had his other brother, Uncle Eddie.
Well, you say in Brooklyn, but both places were in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Both junkyards?
Yeah.
Okay, so you, your grandfather, and your Uncle John holding down the fort at this auxiliary place.
Right.
Grandpa's at the main location with who? I know it would change all the time, but did he need a group of guys there? Like
no, he had his brother there with him, Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Eddie, just him and Uncle Eddie.
Yeah.
Now that's Wayne's grandfather, Wayne Quartz's
that's
grandfather.
That's right.
Right, Uncle
that's
Eddie.
Right.
I remember Uncle Eddie.
Yeah.
He built the house there. He's
right.
A little wiry guy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Very animated guy, I remember him.
Yeah.
So did Uncle Eddie work for Grandpa for a lot of years or what?
Maybe about 5 years before the war.
So this main junkyard, wrecking yard.
Yeah.
How big an area are we talking about? We're talking about like the parking lot at the main parking lot at the lodge, or how much space?
That's about it.
And if I went there, what is your row after row of cars?
No. If you put three cars in there, you couldn't. That was it. No, we had to bring a car in there and wreck it right away.
So what's in all that space then?
Huh?
Well, you said it was as big as the main parking lot at the lodge, but there's not row after row of cars.
It wasn't that big.
It wasn't there.
There was just a room for about three or four cars.
Oh, it was a very small
and
lot.
And to put a fifth car in there, we had to continuously wreck them. By wreck them, I mean burn them.
Take
the parts off them and burn the bodies. And
okay, so this business location is pretty small then, you'd say. Just room for two or three cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then
in fact, right next to it, there was a diner.
Oh, they must have appreciated it when you're burning the cars up, right?
Nobody cared in those days.
Was there a fence around the place? Must have been some kind of fence, right?
No, it wasn't a fence because the diner was to the right of us, and next to us there was a tire place.
Oh, boy.
And they were
buildings.
We didn't need a fence. All we needed was a door in front of the place, big enough for cars to go in and out.
So there was some kind of building, some kind of structure, some kind of office building?
Yeah. We had not a building, but it was all sheds. It's all sheds where we kept the parts.
So you'd have...
Then we had a shed where there was a desk and a telephone.
Telephone. Do you remember the number?
Boulevard 4, 30 Boulevard 3201.
There you go.
Boulevard, yeah.
Would you make a phone call? Would you actually call the operator and say, give me Boulevard?
Yeah.
So that was like the AutoZone of the day. If a guy needed a carburetor, a guy needed a hubcap, a guy needed a wheel.
They were called auto junkies. They were called.
That was what the business was, you mean? It's an auto junkie.
Yeah, an auto junkie, and they would come to buy a start. In fact, that's how we knew Joe Veneziana.
That's a good story.
He was one of my father's customers.
Is that right?
Because he was a mechanic.
Holy mackerel.
That's how they knew each other.
He had his own mechanic business, like?
Yeah,
Joe Veneziana. So he would buy parts from Grandpa?
Yeah.
Did Joe come up here after Grandpa? After Grandpa bought the lodge, Joe came up here?
Yeah, because Grandpa sold him that property.
Is that right? Wow.
That was all part of his property. Sold him 5 acres.
Holy mackerel.
For $5,000.
My goodness.
4,000. 4 acres for 5,000.
Oh, man. Did Joe Veneziano, after Grandpa bought this place, the lodge, did Joe just stay in touch with him personally, or did Joe become one of the summer guests?
Started out as a summer guest.
And then eventually said, hey, I'd like to live up here.
And then eventually bought that.
Would you sell me a piece of land?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.